Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Well, I am sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but it is time once again for another episode of Lame Joke Day. Yes, our research staff has searched high and very, very low to bring you the corniest, the cheesiest, the most groan-worthy jokes they could find. I hope you enjoy these, but you likely won't. My son is handing me the list now. All right, well, here we go. Here are our lame jokes of the month. What kind of car does an egg drive? A yolks wagon. Okay, all right, I get that. Next one. What do you call a belt made of watches? A waste of time. A waist, like around your waist. Okay, watches on a belt. Pretty clever. What do you call that feeling when you think you've already had a cup of tea? Deja brew. Oh, that's brutiful. Not my cup of tea. What do you call a fly with no wings? A walk. Okay, yeah. What's the best way to carve wood? Whittle by whittle. I used to whittle whistles when I was little. Whittle. What do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back? A stick. What kinds of pictures do hermit crabs take? Shelfies. What's the quickest way to make antifreeze? Steal her blanket. Antifreeze. Okay, yeah. And finally, what do you call a hippie's wife? A Mississippi. A Mrs. Hippie. Some may call those lame. I thought they were pretty good. I hope you laughed or chortled or snickered or whatever you do or something like that. Truth is, at times, laughter can be hard to come by. LOLing is not always easy. A lady sent a text to her daughter, "I'm so sorry. Grandma died. LOL." She thought it stood for lots of love, which is mighty important, but it means laugh out loud. And laughter is important, too. People who LOL are healthier and happier. They live longer. So go ahead, open your mouth and go, ha, 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 even if you don't feel like it. Do it. Each day we're presented with a choice, scowl or smile, grimace or giggle. We are handed opportunities in any given day when we will make a choice, pucker up or let go and laugh. We will have awkward moments. You can count on one thing when you wake up each day, something will go wrong. It may be those simple things like the wheels on our grocery cart going in different directions. We may go in for the high five and miss, or someone just might point out the spinach in our teeth. A zipper may malfunction. Our stomach may growl loudly in a meeting or while we're praying for somebody. Go ahead and laugh. Did you ever say goodbye to someone then both walk in the same direction? Laugh and say, "Let's hang out a bit longer." Those who laugh in awkward moments make friends faster. Of course, far worse than those awkward moments is the adversity we all encounter. Remember that whatever happens today, God has promised to be there with us in the midst of it, to never leave us, to never forsake us. I've had some great teachers, but none has been more eloquent than adversity. It has taught me perspective, gratitude, and trust. Today, we will have ample opportunities to be frustrated, annoyed, and upset. What if we laughed and counted our blessings instead? I like Rick Warren's words, we take ourselves way too seriously, and we don't take God seriously enough. It is not by accident that humor and humility come from the same root word. Remember that those who laugh at themselves will never be short of material, which reminds me of a lame joke that's pretty good. Did you hear about the actor who fell through the floorboards? He was just going through a stage.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.